Number 8. Do not let any of the sacrifice from the Passover festival remain until morning. That is a crucial commandment. You know how much that shit stinks?
Yeah. Literally, this will save your life someday. That's how important this commandment is.
Number nine, bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. How didn't he reject? Wasn't that the whole point of Cain's offering? Abel raised cattle or whatever, sheep, and Cain brought him some fruit, and he didn't like the fruit.
Well, see, what I can't get over is how much of a dick God actually is. So literally, he's telling these farmers, people who know how hard it is to work out in these fields and make plants grow despite dry seasons and everything else, God is forcing them to take one day a week out of the growing season, and then he's demanding the best out of their crops, even though God has absolutely no need to eat. He's fucking invulnerable. He'll live forever. So why does he need to steal this food from this farmer and his family?
Yeah, it's not, it's like they leave the first fruits. Well, you know who's going to eat is the priests. That's what that's there for, the priests.
That makes perfect sense.
Commandment number 10, quite possibly the most important commandment ever uttered by any deity in the history of mankind.